Rock and Roll Geek Show 1034.
Still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equal. From San Francisco, USA, online since 2004, right. It's the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Friday, November 6, 2020, and it is 6:08 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. You may not hear this until November 13th because I'm going to probably hold this show back until then. But I am doing it guerrilla style because I'm going to post it early for the people on Patreon, and I will probably post a very special private link to the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. Because tonight I'm doing this guerrilla style because I do not want the man to take me down, because I'm doing a track by track of the new AC/DC album. A couple of people sent me this. Scott, I'm not going to say their full names because I don't want to get them in trouble by the man. Scott and Kirk, both of you, thank you for sending me this, or not sending me that, because that would just been wrong. New AC/DC album, Power Up. We're going to do a track by track tonight. Thank you, everybody, for donating. I'm not going to say you by name tonight. We're just going to get right into this. This might be a little shorter episode, but we're going to get right into the track by track review of the new AC/DC album, because I think we need some good news for a change. Whether the album's great or not, or still, AC/DC back. I mean, come on, man. What a fucking year this has been. And this week has topped it all off. Let me take a sip of this fine Tecate. Or is it a Tecate? Yeah, I'm drinking a Tecate. This is the second one of the day, and I'm almost done with it. Ah! So I could be buzzed by the time this thing is over. The new AC/DC album, Power Up. Let's look for it, for the info on Wikipedia here. Let me pause this. Okay, it is the upcoming 17th album by AC/DC. That's why I needed to pause this, so I could find out what number this album is of theirs. Power Up. And you know, if you go to AC/DC, you can put in your name, and it'll make it'll do the album cover with your initials. So if I was to put in Michael Butler, it would say M, Lightning Bolt B, with the Power Up logo. There's a special, I think there's a special box set of a package of this where it lights up like the album cover. It's so nice to have AC/DC back. Brian Johnson is back. Cliff Williams is back. Even though he says he's only he's only committed to do a couple of shows. I think that's full of shit. They might not even do any shows if this bullshit keeps going on with the Corova. Phil Rudd is back. Brian Johnson is back. And of course, Angus and Stevie Young. So it's pretty much all the boys back together, except the lately great Malcolm. The big thing about this was, they're using all Malcolm songs that riffs that Malcolm made up as a tribute to Malcolm. Well, I heard interviews, because this guy, Dean Del Rey, who's friends with Billy Rose, a comedian guy, that lucky motherfucker interviewed everybody in the band at separate times. And he was talking to Angus and Brian, and they said the last album also was all riffs made up by Malcolm. So, you know, so this one is as well. Let's get right into it. Screw it. All right. There is 12 songs in the album. The Rock and Roll Geek scoring system. If I like the song, I give it a plus one. If I don't like it, I give it a zero. And if it's okay, I'll give it a half. And then we tally it all up in the very unscientific, scientific scoring system of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. That's what it comes to. So if I like all 12, it'd be 12 out of 12. If I don't like any of them, it'd be 0 out of 12. And if I give them all a half, it'd be 6 out of 12. All right, you get the picture. Let me turn off my phone so we do not get interrupted. So what I'll probably do, I don't know if I said this already, but I'm going to say it again. What I'll probably do, I will post this on the Patreon tonight for the people, for the patrons. They'll get an early episode, so they'll get this. And I'll probably put a special secret link on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page, which I did not create, but I do a preview. We just got to answer two questions so that I know you are not one of those fake vote counters in the middle of the night ramping up the Biden vote. All right, you know what I'm saying. All right, enough of that. Oh, I'll be glad when all this shit is over, man. I'll be glad when this shit is over. I heard we're getting ready to go into lockdowns here in San Francisco in 10 days. My wife works with some girl, and her dad owns a Moroccan restaurant, and she said he got a letter from the city or from the state saying within the next day, 10 days, they're going to be locking down all restaurants and salons again. Hey, why do I care? I'll go up to the fucking mountains. Lock down construction, too, so I can go to the mountains and live there for a while. All right. Enough of negativity. AC/DC Power Up. First song is called Realize. Back it up. Back it up. All right. First song is called Realize. I'm in. I'm all in. Oh, they're back. Hey. Plus one, big plus one. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Ryan Johnson back. Make it cruise, yeah. Fuck the Corova, fuck the election. AC/DC's back, motherfuckers. Oh, that's so good. I gotta plug in my guitar. Let's see how it goes. Oh, they're in regular tuning. Because Alive, they tuned down a half a step. So. Yeah! All right. Back to you, Angus. Feel the chills up and down your spine. I'm gonna make you fly. Oh. Your eyes playing tricks on you. Your mind will see the truth. You know you're gonna make it through. What's it move it? Isn't it great that no matter how bad the year is, you get a new AC/DC album and you hear Brian Johnson and Angus, you hear Brian Johnson singing and Angus playing fucking rock. I want to cry. Fucking, I'm so happy to hear fucking something positive. AC/DC saves 2020. Yeah, fuck you, Trump, fuck you, Biden, fuck you, Harris, fuck you, Corova, fuck you, Nancy Pelosi, AC/DC is here! Now, I could do without the modulation because I'm not a big modulation guy, as you may or may not know, but at least it's during an Angus solo. Brian Johnson sounds fucking great. I can't tell you how happy this makes me to hear this. Never has there been more of a reason to love rock and roll than now. Big plus one. Next song. All right, I'm not going to play every song in its entirety because the man's going to fucking get it, stick it to me bad, man. But next song is called Rejection. I'm in. Very similar to the last song we just heard. I like the falsetto. You hear that? I'ma come for you. Back it up. Come on, producer. Back it up, you son of a bitch. All right, let's go. Falsetto.
I'ma come for you.
Better keep me on your side or I'll find you in the night. I got your name and your number and I'll set you all in places. Give me what I want. I'll come for you. All right, nothing special, but still sounds good. All right, let's get it to the solo. Let's try to see if I can guess where the solo might be. Here we go. Come on, Angus. Come on, Angus. Listen to that. Angus, bless you. Alright, as much as I love it, I'm only going to give it a half because it's so similar to the first one, but still good to hear. All right, we heard the first single, Shot in the Dark. That's the next song. Plus one. All right, I'm open to the third Tecate now. Ah! All right, we've heard that one. That's a plus one. Next song, Through the Mists of Time. Now, this song is... This song... I'm going to plug it in here. This song is a little bit different than most AC/DC songs. It's almost like an Americana. AC/DC does Americana. All right, see if we can figure that out. Okay, we got that. It's still an A. Nice mid-tempo number. A little bit like Mean Street, maybe. Rough Stuff. Give me that rough stuff. That is good. I can almost picture one of those country guys covering this tune. Listen to Phil Rudd. Thank God they did not do an album with Axl Rose. All right, we'll get it through the solo and we'll get out of this. Breakdown. This is a big plus one for me on this one. Alright, kill it. Big plus one. Next song, Kick You When You're Down. Oh, come on. I'm in. As you're slipping down the wall and you're heading for a fall, as you're slipping down the wall, why do they kick you when you're down? Why do they kick you when you're down? Whoa. I like that. No, not at all now. Like the verse. Hey, woman, why do you kick me out of bed? And I said, is it something that I said? Oh, no. Why do Now, I could do without the, oh, no.
Why do they take you when you're down? Oh, no.
Oh, no. That riff right there is good. That's a Malcolm riff if I ever heard one. Alright, let's see if we can get it to the solo here. Just fast forward this a little bit.
Down.
Oh no!
Now I need to say, to say it in a sacrifice.
I'm giving that one a half. Next song, Witch's Spell. I like a flam, 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 flam. Let's see what that is. Let me plug this thing in here. See if we can figure this one out. I'll get to the song. Hold on. Let's just see if we can figure out how to play it. All right, I'm done with it. All right, well, back to you, AC/DC. Did you hear that bass slide down? I'm backing up here. The bass slide is cool.
It could be sinister.
Now, doing the bass slide down a second time, it sounds like they're just pasting it in there every other time. To me, it would have been much cooler if they'd just done it once. But that's a minor nitpicking.
Like a leopard can change.
See, they pasted the bass slide in there. That's good. That's good. That's good. Look, Brian Johnson sounds great. So does Phil Rudd. They all do.
Who likes it hot?
Who likes it hot?
Like a completion. Who takes a whole lot? And it's a lot.
Who likes it? Sounds a lot like Dan McCaffrey. Alright, let's get it to the solo. What are we going to do when AC/DC goes away? Let's hope they don't. I heard the interview on Dean Del Rey's show, and Angus sounded like he didn't have any plans on going away anytime soon. He said they have a bunch more albums worth of Malcolm's riffs. Good. Oh. I hope to God that the elites let us go to shows sometime soon, so we can go see AC/DC. All right, next song is going to be the second single, Demon Fire.
He loves to drive him
crazy. Oh, yeah.
With his evil lips.
I feel safe in New York City. Back it up. I like when Brian sings low.
He loves to drive him crazy.
Yeah.
With his evil lips. Great guns a-blazing. My deadly trip.
I feel safe in New York City from Stiff Upper Lip. Great riff there. That's great, man. That's great. And then Cliff comes in with the lick, the same lick, like every fifth time.
Devil on a dead
line. Yeah.
Gonna send you down. Demon fire. It's all you desire. Demon fire. It's all sapphire.
Let's get it to this. I wish I could play this in its entirety. It'll be out next week, friends. You'll be able to hear it all. Let's fast get it to the what I think would be the... Father. Come on, Angus. Ah, that's good. Yeah. Kick slides. Fuck. Big plus one. Next song, Wild Reputation. Ooh, cool. Yeah. Hard as a rock. Harder than a rock. Hard as a rock off of what? What's harder than a rock? Hard as a rock? Is that Razor's Edge? Lyrics not great, but who cares?
Make you feel out of place.
Dan Bryan sounds
don't
fucking great.
Look in your face. Got a wild reputation. Got a wild reputation. Hey, hey.
Harder than a rock.
Yeah.
Hard as a Rock on Ball Breaker, an underrated album. Hey, they can rewrite Hard as a Rock if they want. I still like it. All right, I'm stopping it. Plus one. Next song, No Man's Land. That's good too. Am I wrong here, or is this fucking great? Nothing special, but it still sounds nice. That is fucking awesome. Flaring, back that up. That's badass. Coming out of the solo here. Listen to this again. That is awesome. Oh. No, I'm not having an orgasm, but I might as well be for a good fast forward to the solo. Is there a solo? No solo. Maybe I missed it. Alright, there's No Man's Land. A plus one. Next song, System's Down. Man, they can rewrite the same song over and over again and it still sounds good. Nothing special, but I'm still giving it a plus one. It's going to be in the top five albums of the year, no doubt about that. At least so far. All right, let's get into the solo. Or try to. Let me see if I can find the solo here. Back it up.
Yeah.
Plus one. Two more songs, friends. Money Shot. How can you not smile when you hear this? Quote the words of that asshole podcaster. Come on. And they're still putting out not just quality product, but excellent, excellent, top quality product. Fuck yes, plus one. Oh, God. Last song, Code Red. Maybe we'll end with a half. I do like Brian Johnson's phrasing. Strike one, strike two, set your guys ablaze. Strike three, call emergency. You're gonna play it safe. Speeding up the road, tearing up the highway code. Hang on a swami. All right, I'll give this one a half. All right, let's tally it up, shall we? One. Let's turn it up while we're tallying it. One. One and a half, two and a half, three and a half, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and a half. Let's recount it. Half, 1.5, 2.5, 3.5, 4.5, 5.5, 6.5, 7, 8, 9, 10.5 out of 12. Pretty damn scientific for an unscientific scoring system. All right, friends. Short episode. Hope you enjoyed this track by track of the new AC/DC album, Power Up, available November 13th. But special early preview, guerrilla style for the Friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. You agree with me, friends? Send me an email, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com, into subject line, Butler. Rock and roll is back. Fuck 2020, but we got AC/DC. Put that in the subject line. If you disagree with me and think this album sucks, send me an email, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Butler, you gotta be kidding me. This album is a piece of shit, and I'm reporting you to the RIAA. Put that in the subject line. All right, friends, thank you for listening to this Rock and Roll Geek Show. It's value for value, friends. If you got any value out of this, whatever you think it's worth, please, I ask you to contribute to the Rock and Roll Geek Show, because we're going to get locked down again, and I'm going to need your help. Just go to rockandrollgeek.com and hit the donate button. There's several ways to donate, and you know how to do it, friends. Again, on the Patreon, this will be up tonight, and I'll post a special link just for the members of the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page, which I did not create, but I do approve people. Thank you for listening, friends. Oh, find me on the find the show, rockandrollgeek.com. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Go to the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page. Twitter, R&R Geek. Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek. Don't ask. We'll talk to you soon. Oh, by the way, before we end it, I'm flying to Atlanta tomorrow. My stepdad, John, is picking me up in Atlanta. I'm flying out the red eye tomorrow night. He's going to pick me up in Atlanta on Sunday. And we're going to go hang out at the cabin in the woods for for several days. And then I'm going to drive down to Jacksonville and hang out and go see a couple of friends and eat some barbecue and some other things. And then I'll be back. I'm going to do at least a show, at least a little mini episodes every other day, or possibly every day, but at the very least, hopefully every other day while I'm in Florida and Atlanta and Georgia. I'll be in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Georgia. So hopefully you're into listening to that. Maybe a little fishing with Butler. Maybe a little bit of walk into the woods with Butler. I'm going to be foraging for some mushrooms. I got a East Coast mushroom field guide. I'm going to look. It's mushroom season over there. So maybe I'll find some chicken of the woods. Maybe some honey. What do you call them? Honey. Honey rings? I don't know. I'm not an authority on mushrooms, but maybe some chanterelles. We'll see. Lion's manes are coming up. So maybe we'll go mushroom hunting with Butler on the Rock and Roll Geek Show. All right. Thank you for listening, friends. I will talk to you soon. Safe travels to me and safe travels to you, friends. I'll talk to you soon.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.